Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock, fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera. So whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity. Welcome to Success Story, the most useful podcast in the world. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. The Success Story podcast is part of the Blue Wire podcast network, as well as the HubSpot podcast network. Now, the HubSpot podcast network has incredible shows like The Hustle Daily. It's hosted by Zachary Crockett, Jacob Cohen, Rob Litterst, and Juliet Bennett Ryla. Now, The Hustle Daily brings you a healthy dose of irreverent, offbeat, and informative takes on business, tech, and news. And it happens daily. So if you want to stay up to date on the latest and greatest, and some of these topics are interesting to you, then you're going to love The Hustle Daily. Topics like Amazon's grocery strategy, the rise of the ugly shoe economy, is AI the secret to love, and America's sleep deficit problem. So if these are topics you want to get into and you love hearing up-to-date content whenever you wake up in the morning, go listen to The Hustle Daily wherever you listen to your podcasts. What's going on? Scott here. Today, I am going to speak about passion and how to turn your passion into a project. That's right. I'm going to teach you how to turn your passion into a project, into a side hustle, or into a business. Now, where did this topic come from? On the Success Story podcast last month, I was fortunate enough to have an incredible, enlightening conversation with none other than Kara Golden. Now, Kara Golden is the creative mastermind behind the flavored water company Hint. Kara began her beverage journey with a mission. Her goal was to create and sell drinks that would serve as a refreshing alternative to the more sugary soft drinks available on the market. Little did she know that her big ideas would yield incredible successes later down the line. But she had a problem. She had no industry experience. And this is something that happens to a lot of passionate entrepreneurs that want to start something. They don't know what they don't know. They don't have the experience to start in a certain industry. But she gave so much insight and wisdom in my chat with her that she unpacked how she took her passion for creating a healthier drink alternative and turned it into an actual project with almost zero industry experience. So I wanted to know, how did she manage to reach her level of success? The answer that she gave was so insightful and so impactful that I wanted to share an entire video about her answer and then draw in some other examples of incredible people who have turned their passion into a project or a business. So if you are a person with a passion, but you don't have any industry experience to speak of, no major entrepreneurial successes under your belt, this is the video for you. Stay tuned. Now, who is Kara Golden? Well, Kara was named amongst Fortune's most powerful women entrepreneurs and Forbes 40 women to watch over 40. Kara is nothing short of inspiring. Her creative vision behind naturally flavored water was a stroke of true entrepreneurial genius. Now, before I dive into the lessons that I learned from Kara, let's go into Kara's story a little bit so you can understand what she's accomplished. She's the founder and CEO of Hint. Hint is a San Francisco-based company that makes flavored water. She has no formal CPG training. She has business experience, but it came from tech. She's never built a business from the ground up. She was successful with Hint because she turned her passion for healthy living into a successful project. When she was pregnant with her first child, she was determined to find a healthy alternative to sugary drinks. She started making her own flavored water at home and soon became obsessed with the idea of starting her own business. She took her passion for healthy living and turned it into a successful project by starting Hint. She bootstrapped the company in the early years and has since grown it into a multi-million dollar business. Most recent records that I could find place Hint somewhere in the 100 million plus dollars per year range. What really stuck out to me in this episode was the complete lack of industry experience that Kara had going into her journey with Hint. She has never been involved in the sales of drinks or beverages before starting the company. Instead, what actually drove her was pure energetic passion for finding alternatives to sugar-based drinks. This prompted me to ask the question in the interview, is industry experience truly necessary when starting out on a new business endeavor? Common sense would point to yes. Kara's story indicates otherwise. I dug deeper into the idea of the inexperienced entrepreneur to see whether experience was necessary to actually succeed in a business venture. So let's talk about experience and what it is and what it isn't. The actions we take in our day-to-day lives are essentially a manifestation of everything we've experienced as people. We respond to events happening around us by drawing upon our past. From this, we develop skills, values, beliefs that shape how we think, feel, and behave. By this logic, it makes sense that having experience in certain areas of life can put us at an advantage when it comes to being successful. This can be seen through the simple example of learning a new instrument. Those who have never played an instrument before find it difficult to read sheet music and make that music sound good, obviously. However, for those that have been playing an instrument for years, the process is much easier because they have developed the skills, values, beliefs related to making music. In an entrepreneur's world, having prior experience in a field you're planning on starting a business in is often seen as a key ingredient to success, but it isn't the only way to move forward and to succeed. Interestingly, as I dove down this rabbit hole of inexperienced entrepreneurship, a simple Google search reveals an endless source of anecdotal evidence to back the idea that experience isn't a must in the entrepreneurial space. John Paul DeJario, the co-founder of Patron Spirits with a net worth of $3.1 billion, started his working life jumping between courier and truck driving jobs. He had zero experience in the hair care industry before co-founding John Paul Mitchell Systems and began with a loan of just $700. Sam Walton, the Walmart founder, once considered the wealthiest man in the U.S., had hardly any experience or assets to his name before opening his first store and developing the Walmart vision. Coco Chanel, founder of Chanel worth an estimated $7.1 billion, was a seamstress with no formal fashion training before starting her own line. She famously said, "Elegance is not the prerogative of those who have just escaped from school. It starts with simple things, good taste, good judgment, and a sense of proportion." Oprah Winfrey, obviously the enormous talk show host and entrepreneur with a net worth roughly of $3 billion, had no TV experience when she created and launched her now iconic talk show. Add Kara Golden to that list and you've got a stellar lineup of entrepreneurial successes that have one thing in common. They started from scratch with little to no experience in their respective fields. The recipe for success when experience is lacking is an interesting recipe because we know now that prior industry experience isn't integral to success. So what is? I asked Kara to pinpoint the factors to which she attributes her incredible success and triumph, and her answer shed a new light on what it actually means to be an entrepreneur. And I am not saying that having some level of experience in an industry is a bad thing. I'm just saying it isn't all-encompassing and it's not required. Here's what she said. Number one, be ready to be humble. Humility is touted as a desirable trait in one's personal life, but as it turns out, being humble fits into the entrepreneurial life as well. To be humble is to realize that you don't have all the answers and that you're not above learning from anyone, no matter their experience level. When starting a business with little to no industry experience, it feels like you're at a disadvantage. However, embracing your inexperience can be one of your biggest strengths. It means that you're more likely to be open to new ideas and suggestions, which can only help you navigate your way to success. But that only happens if you're willing to be humble. Bringing it back to personal experience, when I jump into a new role, being humble and not knowing anything is by far my biggest strength because I ask the dumbest, the absolute stupidest questions you could ever possibly think of. And what does that do? That gives me all the information I could ever need because I ask the smartest people that have already figured it out. I never try and figure out something myself without speaking to somebody who's figured it out before. Of course, I research, I Google, I can do a lot of stuff on my own, but I've always found that my learning curve is expedited and exponentially, and I get quality information. I filter through all the BS when I speak to people that have done it before because there's an unlimited amount of correct and incorrect information online, which obviously everybody has access to. But what is the benefit of working with somebody who's figured it out before and asking all those stupid questions? You understand what information is correct and you understand what information is applicable, and then you understand the context of that information. The second thing, well, I kind of already touched on, but Kara's second point was be able to ask questions. So as Kara so eloquently put it, people really struggle with wanting to look smart. And it's true. Many people turn their outward appearance and actions in order to feel a sense of security. They change who they are so that people perceive them as intelligent. Unfortunately, this often means turning down the opportunities to ask questions because people are worried that it's going to make them seem inexperienced or vulnerable. You could not be further from the truth, and you're getting inside your own head if you think this. Ego is what you're displaying when you don't ask the right questions. And it's one of the greatest stumbling blocks when it comes to the progression and success of your business or yourself. It leads to an intense fear of making mistakes and an aversion to asking questions or appearing to be inferior in knowledge, which is the number one thing that is going to inhibit your success. When you overcome those ego blocks and you start asking meaningful questions, research shows that questioning is directly linked to being a highly successful person. The third point that Kara brought that allowed her to be successful was to be energized by your passion. Before hitting water, Kara's expertise was never in the food and beverage industry. In fact, she's being hired by the likes of Google and Yahoo for work in the e-commerce sector. But she saw this huge, huge mountain in front of her. This is a quote from her. "I saw this huge, huge mountain in front of me that I had to learn about, but I was so energized by stumbling upon this world that I knew nothing about," Kara explained. It wasn't prior knowledge or experience that motivated Kara to take her first steps. It was the passion she had for an industry she knew nothing about and that she was about to enter, and the excitement she felt at dipping her feet into something entirely new. Experience isn't crucial for success, and passion isn't either, but being passionate about your endeavor comes with its advantages. For example, when disaster strikes, when shit hits the fan, your passion and your energy can be used as a support and source of motivation to keep going. Passion also encourages you to be persistent and relentless in your endeavors by tapping into your emotional drive. While excitement is finite, passion tends to come from a deeper part of who you are as a person. It isn't as likely to fizzle out. Motivation is always temporary. You have to find something much deeper than that that's going to carry you past all these tough times. And lastly, she spoke about vulnerability. So in her positions within the tech industry, Kara took on the role of teacher and mentor to those less experienced than herself. Once she entered the food and beverage scene, however, the tables had turned, and Kara decided to embrace the role of wide-eyed student. She wasted no time in making field observations, strolling the aisles of Whole Foods, buying tickets to conventions in the beverage industry. In many instances, Kara was disregarded as a waste of time in the conversations she was striking up with other people who were more senior or more experienced. But she lapped up the opportunity to set the bar low and make progress behind the scenes. When you choose to be vulnerable as an employee, a number of things begin to fall into place. You'll learn through observation and introspection rather than attempting to dominate an industry. You'll grow through overcoming minor mishaps along the way instead of avoiding risk altogether. You'll develop empathy and understanding that allows you to gain perspective from everyone you interact with. Example, at conferences, in meetings, through connections. Literally everything is a learning opportunity. And when you are vulnerable, you understand that and you accept that and you embrace every single learning opportunity that you come across. These were Kara's main points on attaining success without industry experience. Nothing short of inspiring. Now, moving forward, how can you take that entrepreneurial leap if you don't have experience? Well, definitely pay attention to these 4 points that Kara just discussed. My hope with this story that I brought out of Kara with her entrepreneurial venture with Hint and how she basically built it from the ground up to a success without experience, that it can encourage you to take your own leap into a business endeavor. Perhaps you're feeling a little bit held back by a lack of experience in your chosen field. Maybe you're hesitant to take the plunge into full-time entrepreneurship for fear of failing. Whatever your hesitation is, listen to Kara's story. Listen to the points that she highlighted that allowed her to be successful. And whatever your hesitation is, know that it's most importantly possible to be successful with no experience. You just need to be humble, ask questions, channel your passions, and embrace vulnerability. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed these lessons from Kara Golden. She's an absolutely incredible person. Anybody can jump into anything they want and be successful if you embrace these 4 ideas. The idea of humble, channeling your passion, asking questions, embracing vulnerability. She is an absolute inspiration. If you enjoyed this video, of course, go check out the podcast and listen to the story from her. She does a great job of walking through all the things she went through as she built Hint. And then obviously, I want you to hit the like button, hit that subscribe button, leave some comments below about what you want to hear about, all the lessons that you want to learn from incredible people, and I'll do my best to cover as many as I can. Have a great day. We'll talk again soon. Bye now. I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/Scott Clary. That's netsuite.com/Scott Clary. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family-owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Think back to your last few days in the office. Did any of them leave you feeling really accomplished? Not the kind of day where you're running around like crazy, but where you've made real progress on something that matters. Because being busy doesn't always mean being productive, and I bet you we've all been there, and maybe it's time to rethink what it means to get things done. Today's episode is sponsored by Belay, and what they help you do is, instead of getting sucked into emails and to-do lists, they help you delegate tasks and focus on big goals. They can connect you with top-notch US-based talent who are ready to take on those time-consuming tasks that bog you down. Let's be real. There are way more important things you could be doing than bookkeeping or wrangling a packed inbox. They have virtual assistants to handle all of those pesky administrative tasks or accounting professional to take care of all your financials. But here's the best part. You don't have to waste weeks searching for the right person. Belay's personalized matching service works quickly, sometimes matching you with the right talent to take stuff off your plate in under a week. Are you ready to try a different way of working? Check out Belay's list of the top 25 things you can delegate to a virtual assistant. It might just change your business and your life. Text SUCCESS, that's SUCCESS, to 55123 to get the list and to start transforming your to-do list with Belay.